$79.88 during Red, White, and Blue Savings. This beautiful fan comes with a free remote of $40 value and will create a pleasant environment all summer long. Take one for a spin. The Hampton Bay Campbell Ceiling Fan, just $79.88 for a limited time during Red, White, and Blue Savings. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 7th. See store for details.
This is three-time NASCAR champ Tony Stewart. I'm in my car right now. You know what else is in my car? Mobile One. Over half of all NASCAR drivers choose Mobile One, including that knucklehead in front of me who won't get out of my way. Why don't these things have horns?
Mobile One Synthetic Motor Oil, the official motor oil of NASCAR.
Win a trip to pit crew school at the 5-off-5-on training facility in North Carolina. Winners will tour Stewart Haas Racing headquarters and meet NASCAR legend Tony Stewart. Sign up at O'Reilly Auto Parts or online at mobileone.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Doug and Daddy Show special edition as the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth takes its way throughout the state. We're going to be on the road all week, and we're going to have co-hosts in studio all week. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. I'm at the Omaha Country Club for the week for the biggest golf event that has ever been held in the state of Nebraska. Saying something as the state and golf continue to grow. And if you read the articles, not just in the local publications, if you listen to talk radio, not just in the local market, but if you read your Golf Digest, your Golf USA, if you read more and more of the publications and see where some of Nebraska's golf is starting to stack up across not only the United States, but the world, with Omaha, with Lincoln, with the Midwestern or the middle portion of the state, but obviously what's going on at Dismal, at Sandhills, at Prairie Club. There is so much going on out there with some of the great golf courses out there, and now the best senior golfers in the world. And for the folks that don't know what that means, that's 50 years of age and older. As soon as you become 50, you are eligible for the senior tour, and that means somebody like Colin Montgomerie, who just turned 50, will be making his appearance here at the U.S. Senior Open. And we are here this week. Practice rounds run through Wednesday. This is the time, more of a family time. They've got more kids events going on out there. You can get the autographs. You can get the photos. I just spoke with Fred Funk. He just came off the 18th green. He was the first group that went out. They teed off this morning. He was with Esteban Toledo and others, just getting a feel for the course. And then the grind starts on Thursday, where you have to be prim, proper, and watch the golf. And we'll talk more about that coming up, not only today, but throughout the week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And our hot dog contest on Friday, we just watched Joey Chestnut devour 69 on the 4th of July in temperatures similar to what we've got here. But you don't have to worry about that on Friday, because we will be at the Hilltop Mall in Kearney for the annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. You can get signed up today on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. A lot to talk about since we have basically been out of the studio since Wednesday. I want to thank Randy and the gang for taking care and talking a little about the Husker football recruits that Nebraska landed before Saturday. Jim Langan is in studio today. We will be talking with Mike Carman of the Lafayette Journal and Courier as we begin our 12 teams in 12 days. That's right, 12 shows remain before we are in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days on the 24th and 25th of this month. We will feature different teams every day. Today it's Purdue. We've got Minnesota, Michigan, Michigan State, Indiana later this week. Nebraska, of course, will have our roundtable on the 23rd. talking with a variety of folks about that. But exciting weekend, and you turn the page. We say when the 4th of July passes, that's when things really start kicking up anymore. It gets earlier and earlier. And Jimmy, how was your weekend? Glad to have you back with
us. Hey, real good. Post 52 went 4-0 for the weekend, so we enjoyed the week. Hey, I was going to ask you, you saw Fred Funk. Who else is there? Who else do you think you'll have a chance to talk to?
Well, I'm looking at some of the board today. They kind of put up a practice round grouping, kind of an estimated time that they go off. The Pates are here. Steve and Jerry, they are here. They're going to be playing. Fred Funk, Esteban Toledo, a couple of the big names. Most of the bigger names have either already been here, Tom Lehman today, but most of them will probably get here tomorrow. Like a Tom Watson, he played in the Greenbrier Classic in West Virginia and did very well and finished up yesterday. So obviously is not going to be out here today unless maybe he arrives and goes out and just hits some range balls. But you're going to have Colin Montgomery, Fred Couples, Tom Lehman, Tom Kite, as we said, Fred Funk, Bernhard Langer, who a lot of people love having a chance to win this tournament here this weekend. So that's just a few of the names. Roger Chapman is the defending champion, and he has had a chance to play the course as well. And so there's going to be some big, big names out here. Already seen quite a few people. I mean, quite a few. I was outside for about 30 minutes after setup today and talking to Fred Funk, and have already run into quite a few folks we know from our listening area. So there's a lot of folks here that are already enjoying the opening day of the U.S. Senior Open.
Hey, Doug, another question for you. When is the last practice round? Do they have to be off by Wednesday at like noon, or is there some, or do they have all day Wednesday to play?
Oh, Wednesday until the end of the afternoon. They usually shut it down then to get the course prim and proper. But you'll see guys out here, and in golfer standards, by the end of Wednesday, you know, 5, 6 o'clock, they're going to have all their practice in. They can set their own schedule. They're going to want to get a good meal and a good night's sleep. And depending on when the tee times pop for some of these guys over the next Thursday and Friday, that'll maybe determine the kind of work that they put in on Wednesday. But the big thing is, Jimmy, is you've got the weather. And it is one of those things that was talked about, and it's in the Midwest. So even Fred Funk said, what we have here is not unusual because that's what we've seen in the Midwest. That's what we've seen from time to time, and that's what they expect this time of year. But I really think, and we've been talking with some of the folks around here already, the closer you are to 50 than to 70 plays in your favor, because it's going to be hot. These guys are going to want to get their work in when it's not so darn hot out here.
Yeah, good point.
So I think that's what we're going to see throughout. So I think you want to come out early. These guys like to get out and get their work done early in the morning, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to be here all day long. So whenever you come out, opportunities, I know tickets are available out there. A lot of folks saying, hey, you know anybody that wants to go to the Monday practice round or the Tuesday practice round, or I might have even tickets for a Saturday session. So keep your ears open. In fact, folks, if you're trying to move some of your tickets, go ahead and email us and maybe we can hook you up. Of course, you can email the Doug and Daddy Dent Popper inbox. It's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can call us anytime, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Of course, Facebook is ESPN Superstation, and you can tweet us as well at ESPN1460. 1550. And the temperatures, here's your forecast: 93 today, 96 tomorrow. There's a 30% chance of late day rain, and then maybe a little bit better: 84 Wednesday, 85 Friday, 87 or 85 Thursday, 85 Friday, and then back into the upper 80s to low 90s for the weekend. So should be some real pleasant golf if you're sneaking down here for Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Doug, estimate, what's the attendance like there? You know, how many fans are there watching that? You got an estimate today?
Well, they're thinking now an estimate for, I think, actual tournament play. They're hoping for 30 to 35,000 per day. They're guesstimating that they can come around 150,000 folks on the grounds. And of course, you've got so many volunteers out here. I've talked to some of them. Just because you're a volunteer doesn't mean you're volunteering every day. A buddy of mine is doing Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. You do a four-hour shift here or a two-hour shift there. And of course, all those volunteer spots filled out. And so out here today, and without getting deep into the golf course, there's there's a good amount of traffic. There's a good amount of folks that are out here catching some of this Monday golf. I couldn't estimate, Jimmy, how many thousands there are, but
right,
you know, there's easily 2,000-3,000 out here.
Sure, good easily, crowd.
And that's just kind of what you see.
Yeah, and that's early Monday. Yeah, that's a good crowd.
Kids are getting a chance, and that's another thing you see when you come out here. And we'll try and turn this Fred Funk chat around a little bit here. I just kind of want to tell you what he had to say just coming off the course. He was here about 6 weeks ago to get an initial look at the course and to play it, and they knocked out 90 holes, played it around five times in 3 days so that they could get a feel of the course. He said he played nine yesterday and then went out and played 18 today, and he says he feels pretty healthy. Except he goes, I've been really healthy. And he goes, this morning I kind of tightened up, and he goes, I thought I was going to have to come in after about four or five holes. And then he goes, then it just kind of started to loosen up and I was able to finish and I feel good. And I like where I'm at right now. And that's what Fred had to say, coming off the golf course. And so he has played this probably about as much as any of the guys, Rocco Mediate's been in, a lot of the big time names that we've talked about have been in it and played. He also said that he thinks everybody wants to know. I just point blank asked him. I said, with this being the first major championship in Nebraska, nobody's really sure what to think of the course. A lot of people have one opinion. A lot of people have another. What did he think? And he says he thinks it stacks up fair. He thinks maybe anywhere from 4 to 9 under. He says I, you know, basically would take 9 under right now. He thinks would be a great, great score to have on Sunday afternoon. He says the rough will be penal. He says the greens are small. He goes like the old school greens, which this course is, of course, rebuilding those greens back in 2005 and into 2006, which we've talked about on the show before. So he says the smaller greens and the rough is what equalize this course out, because it doesn't play to 7,000 yards. It's about a 6,800, just a little under 6,800, depending on how they set it up, type of golf course. So just a few of the things that Fred Funk had to say coming off the course this afternoon.
Hey, Doug, do you have a scorecard in front of you or close by? I mean, so you could look at the distance of the holes, the 18 holes. Have you got a scorecard close by?
Let me check here. If I do, yes, I do. Hey, right here. I got all the information you need.
There you go. Hey, what is the longest par five? I mean, I know they can change the tee boxes a little, you know, a distance, but what is about their longest par five hole?
Well, they're going to play this to a par 70, and they officially listed it 6,711 yards, which
okay.
would be short for most major competitions.
Yes, it would be. Yes.
The par fives measure 548, 540, and 523. Now, the 10th hole, which they're going to play as a par four, but plays to the par five as the members, they list as 494 yards. But for the professionals, when we were here for media day, that was at 505 that day. And so we'll see what they decide to play that at. But that's basically a par five that will play as a par four.
Unbelievable. I don't have two clubs that can get it there. You know, yeah. And how about their par threes, Doug? Do they have a short par three? Have they got anything around the 160 to 170 yards?
Yeah, they've got some par threes out here that are definitely very fair. And you'll be looking at one of their signature holes, and that's the 11th. And they listed as 165 yards. We played it at about 149 when we were here for media day. And that is surrounded by bunkers, a severe slope off to the left side. And again, this is where the small greens come into play. And the crazy thing is they list the other par threes, 230, 188, 191, and 223 for the par three 16th hole. Here today.
Unbelievable. Those two par threes, those 200, that'll be interesting to see. That might be the determine who wins the tournament, who can get down in three from there.
Yeah, what they talk about here is maybe their Amen Corner or Hell's Kitchen or however you want to look at that is holes 3, 4, and 5. You've got a 230-yard par three, a 413-yard par four fourth, which is a difficult hole, and then you got a par three 188 fifth hole, and then sandwiched around that, bookending that, is the par five second and sixth. There is a hole out here where they might give you a chance to reach it in on a par four, and I believe that's number 13, which they list at 312, but they can knock that down to about 280, 275 if they want. So they'll mix it up. They'll mix it up like they always like to do. The USGA likes to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, you're right about that. You know, whatever you called it, Amen Corner, whatever. I can see a 230, a 413, and a 188. If you can get down in nine shots from there, and then nine strokes, other people are going to be taking them 12. You know, so there's going to be a big difference there, even with the pros. You know, from a 9 to a 12, because there's not going to be many guys shooting under 9 on those three holes.
Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. This is the Doug and Daddy Show live from the U.S. Senior Open. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other sports going on, and then we'll get back to what's going on here in Omaha. Let's start with our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Over the weekend, of course, Brad Stevens was named the head coach of the Boston Celtics, which is one of those eye-openers. He was up for almost any kind of a decent college job after leading Butler to back-to-back national finals. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question was, what kind of NBA coach will Brad Stevens be? Good, average, or bust? 72% said average, and then 14% said either good or bust. Jimmy, what do you think of that?
I'll tell you,
Brad Stevens to the Boston Celtics.
I like him a lot. I'll tell you what, I've listened to him, the way he articulates, the way he answers questions. He's very media savvy. He's very intelligent. He kind of knows what he's getting into, and he made a great point. And this has happened to a lot of good high school coaches. And what happens is you can't get a job. You're an assistant coach, but you want to be a head coach. And if you're not selective, what's going to happen is you're going to lose. And you're going to be a great coach. You're still a good coach. But the people around you don't think you're a good coach because you aren't winning enough games. But you still know what you're doing, you know. And what happens is in the NBA, there's about 12 jobs out there that no matter who coached them, you can't win at those places. Right now, you're going to go. If you're going to win 20, 25 games, you're having a heck of a season. He waited and picked a job where he has a chance to have some success. Let's be honest about that. And that's the key. You know, I mean, you and I could go down to Miami and coach that team, Doug, and we're going to have a winning record. You know, but the NBA, I think the key is to take a job where the players are already there so you have a chance to win. And I think that happens a lot. You know, when you look at those coaches, and I mean, we're going to be talking about the NCAA football and the Big Ten and et cetera. Hey, when you take a job at Minnesota and you came from like a Kent State or a Mid-American, you know if you go to Minnesota, it's going to take a while. It's not going to be 1 year and you're going to start winning it all.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to say, you know, the last big time college move to the Boston Celtics, they did that with Rick Pitino. You know, I think Brad Stevens is moving into a no-win situation here in Boston. I don't think their team is on the downswing. He's a young guy. They got old guys. I don't see this working out very well in a win-loss. I agree with you. Brad Stevens is a great guy, and a lot of people love him and does a great job. But, boy, what an eye-opening job this is. It's not like he's going into the NBA and taking over a young team that nobody's paying attention to in a small or mid-major market. He is going to be the head coach of the Boston Celtics. I don't see any way that Brad Stevens has that job in 5 years, and I wouldn't even give him that long.
You know, that, and you could be dead right, because that's usually what does happen. I mean, when somebody has success and they try to move up the ladder, a lot of times it does not work. It does not work that way. I mean, you look at, like, Ohio State. When Ohio State got a coach, the guy that took the job was already a winner, and he waited for a job that looked pretty good, and he decided he came out. Then, I'm at Florida. You know what? I'm going to wait for a job that I really think I have an opportunity to win. But a lot of guys do not have that opportunity when they make that win. You know, I think the Celtics, Doug, and I might be wrong. I don't have the roster in front of me. But I think they might be a little younger than you think. I think they've got some young kids coming in. They might be one of the youngest teams in the NBA. But we'll argue about that at a different time, because I don't have enough information to talk about that. But I think they might be pretty young. So it might work out, him being 36 and coaching a bunch of people 24.
Yeah, if they move the old boys and Ray Allen's gone and Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and that group, you're right. And that may be part of the franchise plan, wipe the slate clean and start over. I'll tell you what, Brad Stevens will be an easy guy to root for. Our Midtown Mark poll question for today is another NBA question. What impact will Dwight Howard have in joining the Rockets? Are they now the favorite in the West? Does he make him a top 4 seed, a top 8 seed, or will they miss the playoffs? What will Dwight Howard's impact be? The Rockets, I'll say a top four seed. I say good enough to be a top two seed. I think you got Houston and Oklahoma City and San Antonio, and then the Lakers, whatever they do there. And I think those are going to be your teams in the West. What will Dwight Howard impact have with the Rockets? Any opinion on that, Jimmy?
You know, I think you picked the four teams that are correct. You know, I think that might be right. Hey, who did Miami? I know in the East, in Miami, who did they play before they played San Antonio? Who did they play that 7-game series against? Who was that?
Chicago Bulls.
Okay, and then Memphis was in there too, right? Was the Memphis Grizzlies maybe were in there for a while? But when you're talking that other side, I think that's an easy call. I think it's those three teams, and with Houston is going to make them a lot better. I think the Houston Rockets will be better, and I think they'll be able. But boy, I'll tell you what, this year in the NBA, we did have some good series. Is where it was 2-2. You know, it tied 2-2. So there's not much difference from the top to the bottom, like you think there might be in some other sports.
We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. U.S. Senior Open here at the Omaha Country Club. There was a lot going on this weekend with the Mr. Basketball Tournament. We'll give you some results on that. Miss Basketball is this Thursday through Sunday at UNK and Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. And, oh, I've got a cute little story for you, Jimmy, about one of your old refereeing buddies who's down here. It's kind of a funny one at the U.S. Senior Open. Plus, we'll talk with Mike Carmen of the Lafayette Journal and Courier as we preview Purdue up first in our 12 teams in 12 days for Big Ten football. It's all coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All month long, Napa's got 5 quarts of Napa conventional motor oil and a silver filter for just $16.99. So get off your couch and head to Napa. You'll get everything you need for the perfect oil change for just the money under your couch cushion. Okay, I guess I've got a pretty big couch, but $16.99 is still a great price. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sale price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/13. Hey, I found my keys.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get SuperBuy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 628 through 77 gas drive.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Gentlemen, grab your wieners.
It's the 2013 Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation Hot Dog Eating Contest.
The smell of Pepto-Bismol mustard is in the air.
Enter online today by filling out the form on ESPNSuperstation.com. The champion wins the coveted golden bucket and a grand prize package from Midway.
It is over.
Billy Fletcher from Holdridge is our champ with 14 dogs.
Presented in part by Trotman's Quality Meats and the Hilltop Mall.
As some sunshine develops today, we'll see a few isolated storms around the area. Otherwise, looking at highs around 96 today with south winds to 10 to 20. Tonight, with a chance for isolated storms, we'll head back to a low of 71. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 82.
And the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here from the Omaha Country Club and the United States Senior Open 34th edition practice rounds beginning today. And then it is off to competition Thursday through Sunday with coverage as well on NBC and ESPN. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram gives you even more deals as we move into the month of July. Not only do they service your car, not only do they have coupons up at thinkmidway.com, not only are they giving away a pair of season tickets to Nebraska football this year on their Facebook page, they also, for the month of July, have over 100 new vehicles in stock, all makes, that qualify for additional discounts on top of the rebates and the midway discounts and the hassle-free pricing that you get every single day. And don't forget, during the summer, the $500 gas card is included. It is so much for you, more and above and beyond, keeping you happy, keeping you moving down the road in a brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet product. The month of July, 100 more brand new vehicles on the lot, qualifying for additional discounts on top of the rebates and, as always, midway discounts that you receive. Love when the manufacturers come through to save you money. Don't forget, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Well, over the weekend, we touched a little bit on the baseball, and good luck to Grand Island Home Federal. They are scheduled to play tonight for the Cornhusker League Senior Championship, and Hastings playing for the Cornhusker League Junior Championship. The Mike Peterson tournament, for the first time in a while, was an all Lincoln affair, and congratulations to Lincoln schools that competed and played in the finals yesterday with East and Pius. And closer to home, it was the 22nd annual Mr. Basketball Showcase, Mr. Basketball Tournament. And we told you there was a lot of Colorado teams in mixing up with the Nebraska. And the Colorado Shining Star Black Team defeated the Colorado Elite 70-55 in last night's championship game to bring home the title. The Kearney Cats went the deepest of any of the teams in the area. So as usual, some good basketball played this weekend for the Mr. Basketball Tournament, Jimmy.
Yeah, I did not have a chance to see it. I mean, for 17 years, I saw quite a bit of it, you know, and I've just been able to get down there to see it. But I know Grand Island Central Catholic had a team and in the tournament, and so I heard a little bit about it through Tino Martinez was talking to me a little bit about the tournament, said it went really well. And I talked to a couple, I guess five or six referees that worked it, you know, and I talked to them at nights and saw them, you know, out on the town, you know, after they got done officiating. And they think it went really smooth again. It's really been something how that thing's gone on for so many years, and it's such at a high quality.
Also, touching on some Nebraska football news, Taylor Martinez and Amir Abdullah have been named to the Maxwell Award list this morning. They're among eight players in the Big Ten, and Nebraska is one of 17 schools with two or more players named to the Maxwell list, which goes to the College Player of the Year and has since 1937. And so you're going to hear a lot about that, as well as conferences are getting ready for media day. There are plenty of those award watch lists that are out there, and of course all the big names are out there on that Maxwell Award watch list, and Amir Abdullah and Taylor Martinez are on there as well, and just about every big name that you could possibly think of is going to be on that list. A couple of other things that we want to move along and talk about here on the football, and they talked more about this on Friday, of course, was bringing home some more commits. Nebraska now sits at 11 football commits and maybe could have half of their class all done before August 31st rolls around. And Jimmy, that would be a pretty good pace for Nebraska to be halfway done with the 2014 recruiting class before they kick off against Wyoming.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and Doug, I'll tell you what, with the way Pelini's doing it, I think he's on it. He's ready to go. He's ready to move forward. He's made that adjustment. And I think his commits, we'll find out at Nebraska, but I think his commits will be a little bit more loyal. I think when you commit to Nebraska, and Pelini's going to be taking the time to say, hey, this is the guy I want, and I want to make sure this is a real commit. And other people, I don't know if they're going to be quite on the nose with this, because it's very important to get these commits early and have them not back out on you.
A couple of other baseball notes as well. Brian Wiest, you know, kind of made one of those predictions when he didn't get selected. We were talking with Damon Day on the show about not getting selected, where he was looking to go for a free agent. I said, you know, Salt Dogs could be a place that he goes, and that's exactly where Brian Wiest went. Saw some highlights of him in his first game, and then he kind of got dinged up a little bit yesterday. Hopefully he'll be okay, but former UNK Loper Brian Wiest is playing for the Salt Dogs for the rest of the season, it looks like.
Hey, Doug, I didn't hear that, and that's very interesting. And that question I had, you said he got dinged up. What happened? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. They just said that I heard on the Lincoln Sportscast last night that Wiest and another player came out of the game, but they don't think that it's supposed to be anything serious. So
right. Hey, the Kansas City Royals, I don't even remember the last time they had two players in the All-Star game. The Kansas City Royals. Yeah.
2003, buddy, Mike Sweeney and Mike McDougal.
Is that right? Had a pitcher and an everyday player. Now we got two everyday players.
Yeah, Perez and Alex Gordon, just the fifth ex-Husker and second Lincolnite to ever make the All-Star game. But Alex Gordon, who kind of put it in perspective, he goes, 3 years ago, I'm playing in the AAA All-Star game. A lot of people expected Alex Gordon out of college to be playing in multiple All-Star games. And maybe this is the start of something special with the gold gloves already on the mantle, now making his first All-Star game, which will be played next week in New York at Mets Stadium. Also, Amir Abdullah is one of the finalists, or one of the not finalists, but he's on the award watch list for the Paul Hornung Award watch list. Well, it is the first day of talking college football, July 8th, and looking at all the teams. We've got 12 days until we get to Chicago. Let's do 12 teams in 12 days.
It's that time, 12 teams in 12 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 24th and 25th in Chicago. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Leaders Division for today's team.
Purdue.
The Boilermakers.
It's time for 12 teams in 12 days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
That is high quality production there, folks. Mike Carb of the Lafayette Journal and Courier is going to join us here to start off 12 teams in 12 days and talk Purdue football. Mike, thanks so much for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Well,
Purdue starting. Are you guys starting from the bottom?
Moving into football, but we're excited about both.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Well, let's just move on and talk a little bit of Purdue football here. You got a brand new football coach in Daryl Hazel, and it's time when you get that new football coach. Is it a complete house cleaning? What is your thoughts of the transition so far with Purdue football?
Well, it's a whole new coaching staff, but, 85 to 95, 90% of the team remains the same from the Danny Hope era. So while the coaches may be new, you still have to deal with the players that you have, and that'll be the goal, is to manage the players a little bit better, put them in the right position to succeed, and, hopefully, things can get off to a good start in Daryl's first season.
Your initial reaction to the hire, and maybe if your reaction has changed at all since December?
No, I think it's a good hire. Only time will tell if how successful he's going to be. He's got to have time, and this first season won't be. It's going to be a challenge because of the schedule and some of the missing pieces that are in the program. It's just going to, you're going to have to wait 2 or 3 years to see how it's going to go. I know the patience of college athletics these days is 1 year, but this guy's going to need a little bit of time to get his players in place, his system in place, and go from there.
Hey, this is Jim Langan.
I'm in Kearney, Nebraska, and Doug's in Omaha, so we've got a few miles between us here. But, the one thing I noticed on your schedule is you have home games against Notre Dame, Northern Illinois, Nebraska, and Ohio State. Those are four home football games you have. You will not have any trouble getting sellouts, I don't think.
Well, yeah, because the other team's going to come a lot.
That's exactly correct.
Fans are going to swarm Ross-Ade Stadium. But I also think, that while they'll have a chance to have sellouts in those games, I think there's a renewed interest from Purdue fan standpoint in what's going to happen, not only with the schedule, but just I think they feel better about the program. They didn't feel good about the program the last 2 or 3 years, didn't like the direction it was going, and they stayed away. If you saw any of the Purdue games, home games by halftime last year, Purdue was down big in a lot of games, Penn State, Wisconsin, Michigan, to name a couple. And the fans left at halftime. It was an ugly sight, and it was part of the reason they made a change. Danny Hope had lost the fan base, and, they needed to do something to bring him back. And, Daryl was the first piece to try to bring him back, and then obviously winning on a consistent basis will keep him here.
We're talking with Mike Carmen of the Lafayette Journal and Courier here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, 12 teams in 12 days. A lot of folks have Purdue because of all of the things that you just mentioned, a pick towards the bottom of the leaders division. Where are the big holes, Mike, and where are the positives on this football team?
Oh, that's a loaded question. You know, first thing they have to straighten out who's going to be the quarterback. And they went through spring practice, and Rob Henry, who saw very limited time at quarterback last year because they had two guys, you know, Caleb Turbush and Robert Marv, splitting those duties. But people may forget that Henry was in line to be the starting quarterback in 2011, but then injured his knee about 2 weeks before the first game and missed the whole season. He has some experience, but what came out of spring, they have a true freshman, Danny Etling, from Terre Haute, who enrolled early and moved himself in position to challenge for that top spot. So coming out of spring, it appeared it was going to be between Henry and Etling, and then there's a true freshman, Austin Appleby, in the mix. So the first order of business is to pick the quarterback, and Darrell Hazel has said that he'll pick the quarterback 2 weeks before the opener, and then they will play one quarterback. They're not going to rotate quarterbacks like they did the last couple years. So that's the first task they have to complete. And then, they've got holes at receivers. They don't have a lot of experience there. The offensive line has some experience, but, you know, they lack maybe playing together. They have a good running back in Akeem Hunt, who's going to be the feature back. And if anybody has watched any Kent State football the last couple years, Darrell Hazel featured a running back, Archer, and I think he'll use Keem Hunt in the same way. You know, defensively, up front should be okay with Bruce Gaston kind of leading the way. Linebacker's always been a question mark here the last 5, 6, 7 years. They've got to get that straightened out, and then the secondary has some pieces, but they'll have some holes that they got to fill during training camp.
Langen here again also. Hey, I do see, that third game in. I mean, you go to Cincinnati, and then you have Indiana State, then you have Notre Dame coming in. I would think that would be a huge game, just a huge game to have right then and there at that time of year. What's your feeling a little bit about what happened? I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, but Purdue and Notre Dame had a heck of a game, and Notre Dame ended up just winning. Is that right?
Yeah, last year they won on a last-second field goal. Purdue had, taken tied the game at halftime. Robert Marv came into the game, tied it at halftime, but then Danny Hope opted to go with Caleb Turbush to start the second half, and Purdue fell behind 17-7. To me, that was the decision of the year. Why Danny Hope didn't stick with Robert Marv in that situation is still baffling to a lot of people. Marv ended up getting hurt again. He tore his ACL in that game, missed some time, and then came back. But Notre Dame game is always a big game around here. With the Big Ten now going to 9 games in 2016, there's a chance, it's a pretty good chance, that the series will be interrupted for a while, just based on the semantics of scheduling and all that. And they've played every year since 1946. It's a bigger game for Purdue than it is Notre Dame, but it's still a big in-state rivalry around here.
Just a couple of minutes left here with Mike Carmen of the Lafayette Journal and Courier, talking Purdue football here in our 12 teams in 12 days on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Jim Langen. Mike, Nebraska is going to get their first taste of Purdue, as we touched on, which comes up on October 12th. And for Purdue, it'll be coming off a bye week. So there's not a lot of history between Nebraska and Purdue. And we're still the new kids on the block. How does Purdue view Nebraska?
You're right. They don't have a lot of history. I think they played one time, and that was here back in the 50s, and none of us remember the game because we were not probably alive. Purdue will be coming off a bye week. It'll be their second Big Ten game because they're going to play Wisconsin in September. What kind of shape will Purdue be in at that point? Who knows? I think Purdue's kind of worried about itself this year and just trying to establish things in the program. But it'll be nice to have Nebraska here. They're going to bring a lot of fans. It'll be new for those people to make the long trip across the I-80 and through Illinois to get to West Lafayette. So, I mean, they view Nebraska as a powerhouse in the country, and you know they have nothing but respect for them and what they've done, and it'll be nice to have an elite type program in Ross-Ade Stadium.
Hey, Doug, you know, I'll ask this question, and I'll probably be done here asking. But, hey, you know, your schedule, when I just look at it, it's like you talked about in-state rivalries. You know, you play Indiana State. You know, you play Notre Dame. You know, you play Indiana. And then right out of the state, you got Illinois and Northern Illinois. You know, you don't travel. You don't have that team that comes in like, you know, Nebraska, you know, plays UCLA or Miami or Florida. Boy, in your schedule, everything's so close, you can drive to everything.
Yeah, that's the beauty about, you know, being in the location that they're at is that they're surrounded by a lot of MAC schools, you know, a lot of Big Ten schools. Purdue and Indiana are kind of in the middle of the Big Ten. And when, as you know, when they did the latest division alignment, there was a little bit of debate with which direction Purdue and Indiana would go. I can tell you for a fact, Purdue fans are very happy not to be in Indiana situation where they have to play Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State every season, and you throw Michigan State into that too. So, you know, they're in a great location. They have some history with Northern Illinois. They've played over the years. Actually, last time they played Northern Illinois, Northern Illinois beat them at Ross-Ade Stadium about four or five years ago. So, yeah, it's kind of a fan-friendly schedule, but it's probably the toughest schedule that Purdue has had in its history. And, you know, they just have to figure out a way to manage that schedule and survive it once Big Ten season starts.
Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier, you brought up a couple of your players out there, and Akeem Hunt, who's up for the Horning Award, which goes to the most versatile player in the country. But you got a couple of guys on defense. I just want to get a couple comments on Bruce Gaston and Ricardo Allen, and will they be the leaders of this defense in two very different positions?
Yeah, they have to be, and Bruce kind of fits what's gone on the defensive line. The last few years with Purdue, you know, Kawan Short was drafted in the second round by Carolina. You know, he's a very talented defensive tackle here, and Bruce is going to fill that role and step right in there. And then, you know, Ricardo's going to be a four-year starter. He's short when you're looking at some of the better defensive backs in the country, but, you know, he brings a powerful punch every time. And he has a knack for, you know, turning – interceptions into touchdown. He's got four in his career, and he's just kind of a playmaker. He gets picked on because of his size, but you know that's a challenge that he welcomes, and he's going to have to be a leader back in the secondary. And then Bruce is going to have to control things up front to really give their defense a chance. And it will be interesting to see with the new defensive coordinator how they play. You know, I don't think they're going to get away from their basic 4-3 alignment, but they, you know, they're going to play things differently, and you know maybe this coaching staff will put players in different positions for them to succeed more often than maybe the last couple years.
Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier. Last question: it's July, it's early, but what is your feeling? What's going to happen to Purdue football this year?
Oh, when you look at the schedule, it doesn't look good. I mean, it just doesn't. You know, they could win anywhere from 2-6. You know, they have to get off to a good start. Can't be 1-4 after September. And that's not out of the question based on who they're playing. They're going to have to figure out just to survive every week and move on until Darryl can build up some depth in the program and get the players in here he wants. I don't see a bowl this year. I think that would, you know, if they got to a bowl game, I think Darryl Hazel probably should be in line for some sort of National Coach of the Year honors based on who they have to play and when they have to play.
Well, Mike, hopefully we'll see you in Chicago at Media Days, and we appreciate your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show talking a little Boilermaker football. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Take care. Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier. Check out his work anytime we have any of our guests on talking football, baseball, whatever the case may be. Check out their work. Check out their Twitter online at their various publications. And, boy, you look at this, Jimmy, and we're not picking Purdue on day one because we think they might be the worst team in the league, because I don't think they will be. They're going to be in a position where they may be better than they were last year. Again, that case and their record may not even be close to showing it, because as Mike just said, they could win 2-6 games. I don't know how they win 6 games, because if, like you said, if they do, then Hazel's like the national coach of the year. I'm looking at their schedule here, and I'm trying to find more than 2 games where they're going to be favored. Phil Steele has them ahead of Illinois, and then you've got Indiana State. And those are 2 home games. Indiana State is the second game of the year, and Illinois is the next to the last game of the year. And Indiana, who many people use as their punching bag, is the last game of the year. I mean, there is nowhere. Cincinnati, then they've got Indiana State. Then their schedule goes Notre Dame, at Wisconsin, Northern Illinois, Nebraska, at Michigan State. Ohio State comes in before they catch an Iowa team that who knows where they'll be by then. I mean, you're looking at Purdue. If they get 4, if they get to 4, that might be amazing.
Well, you know, Doug, we talked about this, and you brought this up, and this was accidental that we talked about this at the time. You talked about the Boston Celtic coach, and I kind of explained my own opinion to listeners about a head coach when he has a lot of success and he's at a school and he wants to move up the ladder. And you've got to be selective when you make that move and where the guy that's going to the Boston Celtics has a chance. You know, remember when Turner Gill and the success he had, and then Turner went to Kansas when Kansas was at rock bottom? He had no chance. I mean, Turner Gill's a great football coach. But going into Kansas, that was at the wrong time. That was just he was at the top of the ladder, and these openings were there. Well, this guy was at Kent State. He needs to go to Purdue. He needs to make that move. He feels this is a good move for him. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I hope they're patient with him, because the schedule they gave him is not kind. But I do want to – I do know this. There are 2 teams on that schedule that are ripe for the picking, and they're Notre Dame and Nebraska. You know, I mean, Purdue gets to play – Notre Dame week 3, and boy, they are going to be fired up for that one. And then they're going to turn around, and if they can knock off Northern Illinois, they're going to have a week off, and then they're going to play Nebraska. If they beat Northern Illinois, they will be pumped up for the Huskers, and it'll be a big game for us, and it's a trap game. What's your feeling on that, Doug?
Well, those are the kind of things that have to happen if Purdue is going to have a better season than many people believe. Nebraska will play Purdue coming off the homecoming game against Illinois. So I guess that's, if you want to joke a little bit, that's like a bye week. I mean, Nebraska going to Purdue, their schedule is almost the exact opposite of what Purdue has. They don't have much toughness outside of UCLA until they get into November. I mean, you look at Nebraska's schedule, they got UCLA. Their games before November are Wyoming, Southern Miss, South Dakota State, Illinois, Purdue, and Minnesota. You can't tell me they're not 2 touchdown favorites in every single one of those.
Yeah, and
I think Nebraska, I don't know how it could, and it is the one thing I guess I would say about that, Jimmy, is in after Purdue, there is a bye week where sometimes you might lose a little focus, where you might get a day or two off when you come back from playing at West Lafayette and your kid's focus might be on something else, like it was when Northwestern came into Lincoln 2 years ago and knocked off the Huskers. So possibility, but Purdue's going to have to be playing good football.
Yeah, Purdue's going to have something good happening to them. Whether they beat, you know, Notre Dame, or they're just in the hunt. If they're 3-3, they're still going to be in a good mood. They're going to have good body language, and that's a game that they can really look forward to playing because the game is in Purdue. If that game was in Lincoln, I think they'd have no chance at all.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Midwest Auto Dealership broadcast booth. When we come back, we've got a little bit more local to talk about. To Team USA, both men and women playing in the World Championships. The men off to a good start. The women playing right now, and more about the U.S. Senior Open as well. And, folks, you know, you're driving your pickup. It goes, then you stop. Then you go to the next gate, then you stop. Then you go to the next gate, and you stop. It's like a mailman over and over again. Stop and start, stop and start. Well, it's the same technology used in electric pivots, and over time it causes breakdowns, lost time, and money. Oh, you got to fix your car. You got to fix that truck start, stop all the time. It's the same thing with your pivot, and that's why we continually tell you that it's time for for T&L pivots to be in your field. For continuous movement, allowing even water distribution and less waste. Of course, years of proven hydraulic technology you know and trust. Folks, if they hadn't been around for over 60 years in every state in the United States and 60 countries worldwide, there's a reason why. And again, as we continue to travel across the great state of Nebraska and see the amount of pivots that are working, you can see those T&Ls just clicking along and doing a great job. They make life easier on you. You don't want to be out messing with a pivot when it's 97 degrees and the humidity's 92 and you're in that field anyway. It's even hotter. You don't need that. Make sure your gear is working, and it will when you discover the difference with T&L. Go to TLIRR.com or simply stop into your local T&L dealer. Proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. We're back from the Doug and Daddy Show in Kearney and the Omaha Country Club after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. I believe to be successful in business, you need to meet with your team regularly, whenever you need to, and wherever you are. Got to discuss plans, share ideas, bring them to life. But meeting with clients and coworkers in person these days, it's almost impossible. Especially during the summer, it's when we all take June, July, and August our time off. That's why you got to use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. GoToMeeting with HD Faces gives your team the ability to share the same screen. I've used it. Just turn on your webcam. Doesn't matter if you're in Albany. I'm in Los Angeles. We're meeting face-to-face. We're collaborating like we're in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy to launch. Join a meeting from anywhere. Use your computer, smartphone, tablet, even present from an iPad. Try GoToMeeting free 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Got to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As some sunshine develops today, we'll see a few isolated storms around the area. Otherwise, looking at highs around 96 today with south winds to 10 to 20. Tonight, with a chance for isolated storms, we'll head back to a low of 71. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 82.